our preference would be to keep as much of this that is not required for the function of the building to be green, and provide it as a green amenity as opposed to a sidewalk that honestly I feel is either not going to be used or is redundant of a nicer sidewalk that is intended to be connective to other things as opposed to just a loop around the building.
How does the truck driver who's pulled in, parked there and is being unloaded, and he wants to take a walk out front and get to that sidewalk, how does he get there?
Well,
he walks through the parking lot or he walks through the building?
He's going to walk through the truck door, yes.
My guess is that your truck drivers aren't going to be encouraged to come walking through the building.
No, they're not.
Give them a sidewalk. 5-foot concrete. I mean, the other thing is I wasn't going to get into all this, but your snow storage areas, basically what you're doing is you're ringing your parking lot with a band of snow mounds right on top of the landscaping. So you will have issues with plant death, the salt burn that you get from that, because almost the entire site, you're showing all of your snow removal going right in the beds along the walks, along the parking lot. Those piles tend to get in people's way when they're trying to walk in the winter. Having clearly defined walkways makes things safe and beautiful. And I'll just drop it at that.
Mr. City Engineer.
So, if I understand Mr. Haley's concern, and if I could reiterate what you just said, so yes, there is a 10-foot pathway, but the 10-foot pathway is not on all three sides of your building. It's only on the Aspen Way. So I guess I'd like to see some sidewalks along Birch and Hickory to be able to get the pedestrians up and around the building. I guess that's would be a, and then we've talked about the crosswalks that would get them across Aspen Way, but I wouldn't see a redundant sidewalk.
And my point, if I might, is you're already putting them in.
It stops there.
You gotta walk from there to there, and you gotta walk there. Add that piece rather than bringing a whole other walk here. Seems simple.
Well, the additional walk on the other side will still be there. I believe that's part of builder's requirement as far as the connectivity throughout the park, right? I mean, it's not like by putting it adjacent to our building, that would be eliminated. And again, that's not our responsibility, so I wouldn't want it to be eliminated anyway. I mean,
we just have to disagree on it. Public safety is an important thing.
I don't disagree, sir.
And there's room in the right of way.
Is
your microphone and lean
is the developer
there?
Putting a sidewalk next to the road?
The answer is no. And not on Birch.
Or city staff, you guys looked at this thoroughly.
My understanding is there is a sidewalk being provided across here and across here. On the north side of the road, continuing north across the north side of the street here, and on the west side of the street here.
But what's this?
That is a public sidewalk, I believe, within the public right of way.
Can you describe to me on your drawing, on the east side of the building, it's difficult to see and you don't call it out. You got a 42-inch metal guardrail next to walkway. You've got a walkway that appears to hug the, it appears to be set off the building 3 or 4 feet.
Here?
Then it runs up against the building. Yes. It appears.
If I might, I think that was to go between the walk and the
sidewalk.
There's a sidewalk out and so, we're just killing the sidewalk, and we got to move on.
Hickory Street does have a sidewalk.
Hickory has a sidewalk. But on your thing, you exit next to the drive-in door, you go east, there's a 6-foot-high retaining wall and a sidewalk. There's some bushes up against the building. You walk on that sidewalk, you get halfway up the building, there's a man door.
Yeah.
See the man door there?
Here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, on my drawing.
Going north from that is a lawn area that is not intended as a sidewalk.
Okay, but it looks on this drawing like a sidewalk. Right up against the building with bushes to the east. And then there's a bump in on the building that's got bushes in it. On our drawing, that's got bushes in it. And what appears to be a sidewalk between the two rows of bushes.
This is is not intended as a sidewalk. This is intended as a grass strip.
Yeah, okay. Well, here it looks like a sidewalk, so okay.
Okay, because there is a sidewalk here.
If the sidewalk comes
so,
down,
okay,
the
so,
comes down.
Yeah, but you can't because this is a pond here.
Okay, you did it. You designed it this way. What was the purpose of that sidewalk, that partial sidewalk then?
This sidewalk?
Yeah.
Get the man door.
To provide a safe and maintainable access for fire egress.
Okay.
So, employees can be able to walk up and get to that. Some okay with
yeah, but they can't.
The south side of the building is burning.
Yeah. You have to walk out this way.
Yeah, you got to walk in the driveway.
Okay.
So here's the point. Here's the point, we'll move on, all right? All right, here's the point, we'll move on. The point that Commissioner Haley's making is we need to do something on the east and west side of the buildings because the guys who work on the south side of the buildings don't have a safe way to get to a park, to a sidewalk. All right? The city's giving you lots of waivers that are worth, we feel, a lot of money. So take some of that money that we feel that we're giving you back and get the guys from the south side a safe way to get to sidewalk. Is that fair, Kevin?
Yes.
So work with staff to make that happen.
We will work with staff. Thank you.
So there is a motion on the floor to give the developer some money back. Making your point for you, Kevin?
Yes.
All those in favor of that motion? Let's do a roll call, please, Mr. Eddy. This is approval on that list of whatever.
The approval on resolution conditions. The approval on resolution for waivers for the conditions that are specified in the resolution. Conditions number 9, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Approval of those.
Correct.
Approval of the waivers.
With
direction to staff. On the record at this meeting.
Do okay. I need to be amenable to that? Because I am. I made the motion. That's why I'm asking.
Sure. Okay. And yes. Whoever made the second
and
needs
if I
to...
made the second, I'll could yes. do that.
All right.
Yes, you did. Okay. Commissioner Hogan?
And what was the motion for approval?
Approval of waivers to... except for 10, 11, 12.
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Motion carries 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. Then is there a motion to deny 10, 11, and 12?
So moved.
Second.
For the reasons discussed in the rather long discussions.
For number 8, same as number 8, right?
We're gonna delete 8.
I'm sorry, 7. 7 is the one we said no. No, sorry.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yeah. 7 is, I think, one we denied.
We're gonna delete 8, not deny it.
So
because 8 was an introduction, correct?
That we were gonna modify it so that reflects a higher quality of material but doesn't specify the lower third or brick.
What you're referring to is number 8. I'm referring to as condition of approval number 8 in the resolution for the site plan. So the site plan condition number 8 deals with building character and design, and that's the building facade. That's the one that's repeated in condition of approval number 14 and also in condition of approval number 17, which you did approve.
So it's a duplicate.
Huh?
It's a duplicate.
Yes. So because one is referencing the PDD 39, which specifically calls out these standards, and then these are repeated because they're in 27th Street overlay. So you have to do them separately, even if you're doing them twice.
Okay, so we need to approve 8.
You already did.
Okay.
You already did approve condition of approval number 8 in the resolution. Now you're voting to deny waivers for conditions of approval 10, 11, and 12 in the resolution.
The reason would be to match the previous...
Right, with when you denied the waiver for number 7. condition of approval number 7.
Okay, so we're denying 10, 11, and 12 to match the previous actions of the commission.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Eddy, there was a motion. Who made the motion?
Patrick.
Okay. Leon made the motion. Haley made the second.
Okay.
Mr. Eddy.
Commissioner Leon?
Aye.
Alderman Dinh?
Sorry, we're denying, so it's an aye, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the motion is denied, yes. Alderman D'Andrea?
Aye.
City Engineer Morrow?
Aye.
Commissioner Haley?
Aye.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Aye.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. The motion to deny carries. Let's see. That concludes the actions on this matter. Now we need to do the site plan, that's correct. Yep. Is there a motion to approve a resolution approving a site plan development for either two approximately 150 square foot Class A speculative industrial buildings or one approximately 300,000 square foot industrial spec building with associated parking, loading areas, a driveway, potentially a driveway connection between the two buildings, or no connection for the one building, sidewalks, crosswalks, and stormwater detention ponds at 3825 West Aspen Way and 3707 West Aspen Way. Mr. City Attorney.
And to include such changes to the provisions of the draft as were discussed and related to the actions by the commission on the waivers of subject matters on this agenda.
There's such a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Question of motion, Commissioner Haley.
Just to mention at this point, to the best of my review in the documents, I'm not seeing an irrigation plan.
I'm not seeing an irrigation plan that is required with the landscaping, that be done or accommodated in some way. And I'm going to suggest not only is it required, but it's very important when you're dumping all your road salt right in the ditch where the plants are.
So noted. Mr. Eddy? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Mr. Ogden? Get the order.
Big pardon, sir?
Get the order.
Get the work.
Get the order. You should call me and say, Steve, we got it, baby.
ABC, always be closing.
That's right. There's a few salesmen sitting up here.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Marion. See ya.
Should I leave this here or move this back over there?
That's fine.
I was going to say, you might have more use for it.
We just warmed it up for him. We're looking
at the sausage you use making beer.
Oh, kidding. Okay, we move on to item D1. There is no public hearing on this matter. It's a request for 27th Street waivers on and a site plan. Is it? No, special use. Whatever it is. For Kids Connection, a child care and daycare center on Rawson Avenue.
Yes.
Mr. Martinez, is this you?
Yes. Okay, so this is a site plan for a new child daycare facility. So this use is a permitted use in the B4 zoning district, so it's just a site plan. We don't need special use. So the general location is at Rawson Avenue and the Riverwood Boulevard, close to South 27th Street. So in the future land use map of the comprehensive plan, this area is designated as mixed use, but site plans do not need to be consistent with the future map for the future land use map of the comprehensive plan. Okay, so the project consists of the main building that is approximately 10,000 square feet with a playground, the parking for 45 spaces and two driveway connections to Rawson Avenue. So the project is in general compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance with the two exceptions. The South 27th Street design standards, and that the proposed parking of 45 spaces does not comply with the minimum requirement of 52 spaces based on the enrollment capacity, that is 156 children. So for the South 27th Street design standards, the applicant is requesting 7 waivers in 3 different areas. So for site design, the overlay require pedestrian amenities such as benches, trash bins, and bicycle parking, for example. So the applicant is requesting to waive that requirement. So the other requested waiver is the sidewalk connection that is required to connect the building entrance with the any existing public sidewalk. In this case, will be along Rawson Avenue, as you can see, and Riverwood Boulevard. The applicant is also requesting waivers for the parking landscape and also for the parking island requirements. So the proposed parking island are too small for the requirement of the South 27th Street overlay. Also, there are 3 waivers about the architecture. The overlay requires buildings to be multi-story and mixed-use when they are in a close to a strict intersection. And also, the overlay requires a corner entrance for buildings located in a strict intersection or a corner. So staff, in this case of the corner entrance, we find that the request of the applicant for this waiver is practical because a corner entrance in this location will not be practical because the applicant doesn't own that strip that is abutting Riverwood Boulevard. So the corner entrance will not be practical. And the other waiver is the dumpster. So the overlay requires that the dumpster shall be located behind the building. So the dumpster is located on the side yard, but isn't closed by concrete walls, but the gate will be visible from Rawson. Okay. And for the recommendation, so staff is recommending to table the site plan if the plan commission denies the waivers. And for the waivers, for the first 2 waivers that will be on the agenda, the A and B, that is the site amenities or site furnishings and the pedestrian considerations, staff is recommending the conditions 5 and 6. So condition number 5 is that the plan commission will approve the parking reduction, provided that the applicant revise the site plan to provide bicycle parking to compensate for the 7 missing vehicle parking. That's for number 5. And for number 6, that is a waiver B on the agenda, the staff is recommending a sidewalk connection to the public sidewalk because we can see here. So this building has a sidewalk connection. This other building here has a sidewalk connection.
Where are you pointing?
Oh, sorry. This one has a sidewalk connection to the public sidewalk.
Sure.